Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, and welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. I'm going to continue my series on commercial pool service, and in this episode, I'm going to address the amount of usage that a typical commercial account will get and some of the things to keep in mind when you service commercial accounts. And the usage, of course, is definitely a huge factor in a lot of the problems you're going to have with your commercial service account. Leslie's Pool Supplies is a proud partner of the Pool Guy Podcast Show. Leslie's Pool Supplies has been do-it-yourselfers and pool trade professionals' trusted partners since 1963, providing quality products and services to make pool care easy and solutions and expertise to do it right. So from my experience after servicing commercial pools for several years, I would say that they fall into basically two categories. Those pools that are lightly used, and then those commercial accounts that are pretty much killed every week with usage. And I really didn't find any in between. Usually it's light usage or heavy usage. And you really don't know what you're getting into when you're getting a commercial account unless you actually start doing the pool and you kind of get an idea of the usage. You can kind of extrapolate that by when you do the bid to see how the water quality is of the pool. Definitely a good indicator that the pool is being used a lot. And of course, if you're doing the bid and the pool's full of people, you know your answer right there. So I've taken care of a variety of commercial pools. I haven't really done any motel or hotel pools, but mainly it was the apartment complexes, HOAs, and I did take care of a mobile home park, which was a very large mobile home park, but it was a senior 55 and older type mobile home park with an Olympic-sized pool, and they had a very large spa also with that. And ironically, this particular mobile home park didn't get nearly as much usage as I thought it would. The spa mainly was used. The pool was used mainly for exercise. And there wasn't a lot of young people using it because, again, it was a senior park. Sometimes they would have their grandkids come over to visit them. But most of the time, the usage would be exercising in the pool. And then the spa would definitely be used a lot more in this particular case. And so for this one, it was a pretty easy pool to take care of. The chemistry was never really an issue. The pool never really zeroed out with chlorine. But the spa was very difficult because of the heavy usage. The pH was something that I had to keep in balance all the time. And it was a big headache keeping the spa balanced because the health inspector in that area was really specific about the pH not going over 7.6 and not dropping below 7.2. And so it was a hard thing to maintain without having the spa closed down. And that was a 3 times a week service account. And so I was doing a lot of balancing with the spa. The pool was actually pretty easy. I spent most of my time balancing the spa out and taking care of that. And I was actually very thankful that the pool was not a very heavy use pool. And so I can focus a lot of attention on keeping that spa clean and balanced. But of course, if you have a heavy use pool and spa, it's going to add a lot of headache to your week, and I've had several of those apartment complexes. The one I think that was the worst that I've ever had was a pool, and then it was surrounded by different apartment units, and the pool was in the center of the courtyard. And I think whoever designed that probably should not have designed it that way, because the pool became the focal point of that particular complex, and so you couldn't look out your window without seeing the pool in that particular complex, which made it definitely something that I guess psychologically you wanted to use because it was actually right there. I think the best apartment complexes are the pools that are kind of a walk to get to them, and they're not directly in front of the units. And so this one in particular was really hard to maintain. It had a DE filter, which I didn't think was appropriate for that. Sand filter probably would have been better, but it had a DE filter, and I think I was breaking this filter down every 3 weeks. I'm not kidding you. It was a real mess of a pool to keep in shape because, again, of the location of it, right in the middle of all the units, and it was an extremely heavy use pool, and there were always people in the pool around the clock. When I would get to the surface of the pool at 8:30, 9 o'clock in the morning, there would already be kids swimming in it in the summertime. This pool was definitely an extreme headache, and it was a frustrating account to service. The only good thing about it is that there were no trees around it. It was all cement, so the pool stayed relatively clean. Of course, there was dirt from the kids, you know, when they walk around, they get dirt in the pool. But other than the sand and silt in the pool, there was really no leaf debris, which I was thankful for. But the chemistry was really hard to keep balanced in that particular pool because the usage was so high. I was adding so much chlorine to that pool every week. And then, of course, you may have a commercial account where there are trees around it. And in my region, this is very common. And when I service pools in an area where there are trees around it, it compounded the problem with the commercial account because not only are you fighting the chemistry because of the heavy use, but you're spending a lot of time there cleaning the pool because there's a lot of debris in the pool. And the last thing you want is one of the tenants in one of the units complaining to the management company that the pool looks dirty all the time. So not only do you have to worry about the chemistry of a heavy use pool, but you also have to focus on leaving that pool clean every week. So if you haven't serviced commercial pools, I don't want to scare you away from them, but there's definitely that drawback of the heavy use. If you want to correlate it with an account on your pool route, think of a pool on your route that is a heavy use pool, and then you want to multiply that pool by 10, and then you get an idea of what a commercial pool is like. If you do any Airbnb type accounts, you're pretty much doing a commercial pool without getting paid for it, but it's very similar to that. And so commercial pools usually are larger, and then they're usually much heavier, heavily used than your residential pools. And all of this is compounded by the fact that not only do you have to keep the pool balanced with the heavy use, but the local health inspector will come by to make sure that your chemistry is within range. And if they were to come on a day where the chemistry was out of range, the pool would be cited and closed down. In most circumstances, they'll close the pool on you until you get the pool balanced, and you have to call them back again to reinspect it, or they may leave a reinspection date for you depending on the inspector. Basically, you don't want the pool closed, of course, because then the management company is not going to look too kindly on the fact that the residents can't use the pool for that period of time until it's reinspected. And you could easily lose an account, of course, if it's closed down multiple times by the health inspector. And so you have to really keep an eye on the pool chemistry and balance the pool accordingly. Good thing about Los Angeles County and most regions is that they'll allow you to have the chlorine level up to 10 parts per million in a commercial pool. And so I really recommend keeping that level near 10 parts per million if you can. They'll cite you more for low chlorine than high chlorine. So if the chlorine is below 1 part per million or zeroed out that day, which is not uncommon with a heavy use commercial pool, you definitely want to keep that chlorine level near the 10 parts per million part. Definitely want to also make sure the cyanuric acid level is within range. They'll actually enforce that. And then also the pH. They have a really tight range of pH for the pool, more so for the spa. But I definitely think a lot of health inspectors overly focus on the pH because of the assumed kill factor of the chlorine with a lower pH in the pool. And so you're going to see that if your pH is at 8.0, they're going to close you down for that. And if your pH gets too low, which is not too common in the pool, but not uncommon in the spa with heavy usage, they're going to close that spa down also. And so you got to really keep that pH in balance. So it's a real battle with a large commercial pool to keep the chemistry within range. And depending on the inspector in your area, they may be a Barney Fife type where everything has to be exactly how they want it. Or they may be more kicked back and laid back, which were the inspectors that I mainly dealt with, except for one that really had their eye on the spa at that senior mobile home park. They really wanted that pH in range, and that one was closed down a couple times on me because of low pH in that particular spa. Again, I'll mention in most regions that you need to be CPO certified or be certified in your county by the health department to service a commercial account. CPO certification means that you're qualified to service a public pool. And you can, of course, learn more about CPO certification at the Pool and Hot Tub Alliance. Their parent website is nspf.org. and you can do the /CPO and see where they're offering a course nearby you. And then, of course, you're going to have your liability insurance. So most commercial accounts require you to have $2 million per occurrence and $4 million total. And definitely you want to have your general liability insurance in place to have a certificate of insurance to show the management company that you're certified. And those are definitely the basics you have to have in place before you consider servicing commercial accounts. And then, of course, you're going to have to decide if you really want to deal with a pool that's going to get heavy use. You could potentially have it closed down by the health inspector. And also, you could have a lot of complaints from the tenants that are renting in the facility. I think the biggest trouble I had were the tenants actually complaining about the pool quality when everything was actually perfectly fine. You know, you're dealing with, 60 to 100, maybe 200 different people that would use the pool, and there's going to be some particular people there that don't like certain things, don't like how the pool looks, and you're going to get those complaints to the management company, and that's passed on to you. So it can be a little frustrating to deal with that commercial account if you don't have the experience to deal with it and diffuse it with the management company. So I'll talk more about how to address these issues with the actual management company or with the HOA and kind of smooth things over. I'll also record a podcast on how to deal with the health inspector. And more importantly, I'm going to record a podcast on how to bid commercial accounts so you're not losing money. One of the most crucial things to do when you're bidding for a commercial pool account is to make sure that you let the management company, HOA, or whoever is in charge of the pool know that when you bid this pool, you're bidding for labor and that all chemicals that you're going to add to the pool are going to be charged at retail price separate from the actual monthly service rate. And this is highly important on those heavy use pools where you're going to be adding 10 to 12 gallons of liquid chlorine, every few days to those pools. You can't sustain, of course, absorbing that kind of chemical cost in your business. And therefore, when you do bid a commercial pool, you want to make sure that the chemicals are charged after the monthly service rate or on top of the monthly service rate at a retail price so that you can actually make a little bit of profit for your effort of bringing the chemicals to the pool and adding them, but also cover you for the cost of those chemicals, because you may have a very light use pool like the senior mobile home park that I had, or you may have a heavy use pool like the commercial account I had with the pool in the middle of the courtyard. So definitely you want to charge for those chemicals separately, because you're going to be adding different amounts to each pool. And there's really no balancing out of the chemical usage between a low use and a high use. You're going to just have to charge those separately so that you won't be losing money. If you were to include the chemical costs in your bid and you find out that the pool is a very heavy use pool, you more than likely will be losing money at that point, because you're putting in so much chemicals to balance that pool out. So keep that in mind when you're doing the bidding. And I'll go over that in a separate podcast, so that you're actually bidding the commercial account so you're making a profit and not losing money. But you may not want to take on commercial accounts when you're starting out, or you may not want them, period, no matter how much experience you have in the industry, because of the headache factor of the fact that these are going to be very heavy use pools and you're going to have the health inspector over your back making sure that everything is balanced, which is a doubly hard thing to do when the pool is being killed every day and during the week by a lot of usage. And if you're in the industry and you're looking to enhance your business, or if you're considering commercial service accounts, definitely want to consider joining the coaching program. And you can actually text me and call me in real time in the program. Plus, you're added to a group chat, a private group chat, by being part of the coaching program. And you get a discount on your general liability insurance through SPPA. So definitely a lot of benefits for joining. And you can learn more about that at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week. And God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Yeah! Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.